50-year journey of achievements, manipulation, and corruption of UN tourism. This year, UN tourism marks its 50th anniversary, encapsulating over 5 decades of development, adaptation, and leadership in the global tourism sector. The journey began with the founding of the International Union of Official Travel Organizations, IUOTO, in 1947, which transformed into the World Tourism Organization, WTO, in 1975 and ultimately became the UNWTO under the auspices of the United Nations in 2003. The beginnings, the International Union of Official Travel Organizations, IUOTO. The story of the UN Tourism Organization started in the aftermath of World War II when the global tourism industry struggled to recover from the devastation caused by the conflict. In 1947, a coalition of national and regional tourism organizations formed the International Union of Official Travel Organizations, IUOTO. The primary goal of IUOTO was to support the post-war revival of international tourism, which the war had severely disrupted. IUOTO's founding members included national tourism organizations and state-run tourism bodies worldwide. The union worked to coordinate efforts to promote travel, establish industry standards, and create a unified voice for the growing global tourism sector. During this early period, IUOTO focused on several key objectives: enhancing international cooperation, improving tourism-related infrastructures, promoting cultural exchange, and addressing the economic impact of tourism in individual countries. It played a crucial role in creating an international tourism network that would lay the foundation for the future success of global tourism. The transition to the World Tourism Organization, WTO. By the 1970s, the global tourism landscape had evolved significantly. The post-war boom in international travel and the rise of mass tourism meant that the industry had grown beyond its early stages. In response to these changes, the IUOTO underwent a reorganization to reflect its expanded responsibilities and to address emerging issues in the tourism sector. In 1975, the World Tourism Organization, WTO, was officially established. With a broader mandate and greater capacity to influence policy at the global level, the WTO was positioned as a specialized agency providing policy guidance, technical assistance, and capacity building in tourism development. Unlike the IUOTO, which focused mainly on promoting travel and providing services for official tourism bodies, the WTO was positioned as a specialized agency. The WTO sought to harness tourism's economic, social, and cultural benefits while also addressing challenges such as sustainability, equity, and the responsible management of tourism resources. The WTO worked closely with governments, international organizations, and the private sector to develop tourism as a key driver of economic growth. It also established programs to ensure that tourism would positively impact local communities and environments, laying the groundwork for sustainable tourism practices. The shift to the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO. The WTO's transformation into the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, in 2003 marked a new era for the organization. This shift was part of a broader effort by the United Nations to integrate tourism into its development agenda. The UN recognized tourism as vital to global economic development, poverty alleviation, and intercultural dialogue. As the UNWTO, the organization gained further legitimacy and influence on the global stage, with a stronger focus on sustainable tourism development, human rights, and the protection of cultural heritage. The UNWTO became instrumental in promoting sustainable tourism, encouraging practices that minimize negative environmental and social impacts while maximizing the economic benefits of tourism for host communities. One of the most significant initiatives launched by the UNWTO was the Global Code of Ethics for Tourism, adopted in 1999. This code outlines guidelines for responsible tourism practices and calls for respecting cultural diversity, protecting the environment, and fair treatment of workers in the tourism industry. The UNWTO has since advocated for these principles while working on major global campaigns, such as the International Year of Sustainable Tourism for Development in 2017. It's time to reform the United Nations World Tourism Organization, a conversation between two giants of global travel and tourism journalism due to the disconnect between the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, a specialized agency of the United Nations in the field of travel and tourism since 2003, and some of its members, I. Lucky Honorio George, 2006 winner of the European Commission. UN Tourism over 50 years. Global advocacy. UNWTO has been a leader in advocating for the tourism sector's contributions to the economy and society. Tourism is now recognized as one of the world's largest and fastest-growing industries. Its annual reports and data collection efforts have provided valuable insights into global tourism trends and their economic impact. Sustainable tourism initiatives. From the beginning, the UNWTO has promoted tourism to balance economic, social, and environmental sustainability. Its role in advancing sustainable tourism has been central to its mission, and today, it continues to encourage destinations to embrace responsible tourism practices. Capacity building and technical assistance. Through its technical assistance programs, UNWTO has helped developing countries build their tourism infrastructure, improve services, and create jobs in the tourism sector. The organization's capacity building initiatives have been key to enhancing the skills of tourism professionals globally. Promoting tourism as a tool for development, UNWTO has consistently championed tourism as a tool for socioeconomic development, particularly in developing and least developed countries. By encouraging local entrepreneurship, creating employment opportunities, and fostering cultural exchange, tourism is an effective tool for poverty reduction and community development. The future of UN tourism. As UNWTO celebrates its 50th anniversary, the organization is looking toward the future of tourism, which is increasingly focused on sustainability, technology, and inclusivity. With the rise of digital technologies, the sector is witnessing a transformation in how people travel, interact with destinations, and access services. The UNWTO is ensuring that the tourism sector embraces these changes to benefit all stakeholders, including local communities, tourists, and businesses. Moreover, as the world faces climate change, political instability, and the need for greater inclusivity, the UNWTO focuses on creating a tourism ecosystem that supports resilience, diversity, and equity. By advocating for responsible travel behaviors, ethical tourism, and inclusive policies, UNWTO aims to ensure that tourism remains a force for good in the world. 50 years of impact and progress. The journey of the UN Tourism Organization, from its early days as IUOTO to its current status as UNWTO, has been one of evolution and expansion. It marks 5 decades of contributions to the global tourism industry. As the world celebrates the 50th anniversary of UN tourism, the organization stands as a testament to the power of international cooperation and collaboration in shaping a sustainable and prosperous future for tourism. With a legacy of promoting sustainable development, fostering economic growth, and encouraging cultural exchange, the UNWTO's work remains more relevant than ever. As we move into a new era, the organization's commitment to shaping the future of tourism for the benefit of people, communities, and the planet remains steadfast. The needed reforms that must be made. UN tourism needs to undergo reforms to align with best practices followed by other UN agencies. One urgent key reform is limiting the term of the Secretary General to a maximum of 2 terms rather than allowing the current head to manipulate the system for a 3rd term. Another necessary change is introducing a system where each continent nominates a representative to serve a single, non-renewable term of no more than 4 years. The continental directors often prioritize their interests, leading to selfish behavior that has hindered the organization's progress. Zurab Palalakashvili's obsession with securing a 3rd term as Secretary General is misguided. It seems to be driven by a desire to mirror Francesco Frangiali's tenure, which lasted from 1997 to 2009. However, that period occurred when the organization operated more like a regular institution, not as a specialized United Nations agency. It now has a strict 2-term, 4-year limit for all heads of its agencies. It's important to acknowledge and appreciate the pivotal role played by the African Travel Commission, ATC. the ATC was key in transforming IUOTO into the WTO and also initiated the creation of September 27 as World Tourism Day, WTD, marking the day this historic change occurred. By Lucky Honorio George, Executive Director, African Travel Commission, ATC, Accra, Ghana. iturbonews.com.